Six. Six Music. From 1 a.m, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Mike Joyce in for Guy Garvey.
Music.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. But of course, it's not Guy Garvey, it's me, Mike Joyce, for the next couple of hours. In fact, I'm going to be here for the next couple of weeks. I think Guy's away making pop history once again, or I don't know, writing something for the Diamond Jubilee. I don't know, something amazing, I'm sure it's. What an accolade that is, actually being asked to do the music for the Olympics. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Anyway, what have we got for you? Well, we just had some magazine there with My Mind Ain't So Open and some Buzzcocks with Whatever Happened To. Two fantastic B-sides. And the reason why I played both of those together, apart from being great songs, is that later on in the year, in to be more accurately, 25th of May at Manchester Apollo and the 26th of May at Brixton Academy, they're going to be playing together. And they've got the original lineup of it's called the classic lineup, really, which is Steve Garvey on bass and John Marr on drums, which incidentally is the reason why I started playing drums in the first place. And of course, Shelley and Diggle. And then they're going to be joined by Howard Devoto for the encore. Well, I presume it's an encore. I don't know. I mean, it's split up into three parts anyway, the union. But that is one not to miss. And like I said before, that's at the Manchester Apollo on the 25th of May and at Brixton Academy on the 26th of May. So get down to that one if you can. So what have we got for you? Well, loads of good tunes, hopefully. And also something from the Blueprint Sessions. We've got a track from the drums and also the Victorian Dad Band. I think they used to be called David Ribka and the Victorian Dad Band, but now just the Victorian Dad Band. And loads of new material, as we have with this. This is Django Django with War. is Django Django with War, spelt W-O-R. Absolutely brilliant, that record. I like that a lot. Supposedly quite influenced by the Beta Band. Well, not so obvious to me that I like the fact that when you listen to it, you're not too sure where their influences lie. I always like that about a band. When you hear a band, you think not so obvious in terms of where their influences are. And yeah, that's one of them for me. Anyway, they're on a very short UK tour at the moment, and I think most of it's sold out, but they're going to go to Europe, then some stateside gigs, and then back to the UK in spring. So I think that's probably when most of you will be able to see them, because if you haven't got a ticket now, I think that's pretty much it. I think they're playing in Manchester next Tuesday. We were just talking before earlier, but like I said before, that that gig's pretty much sold out. Okay, here's a bit of Susie for you. This is from the album Manta Ray, and this is Here Comes That Day.
Yeah.
That is Susie with Here Comes That Day, and that's from her one and only solo album, Manta Ray. And I saw her on that tour a couple of years ago, I think it was, in Manchester. And she looks incredible. I mean, she's got such an amazing kind of constitution, Susie, in terms of a very kind of strong person. And but some of the legwork that was going on was incredible. She rested a foot on top of the mic, right, from a standing position. Now, don't try that at home, kids. You won't be able to get away with it. But it was just, it was an incredible sight. And what an incredible band as well. And that drummer, I was just thinking then, actually, he's from a band that is a bit of a jazz head. And something I'm not really kind of a bit of a jazzer myself. But he was in Acoustic Ladyland. There it was. I knew it was in there somewhere. But he's an incredible player. And not that I'm interested in drums that much. But a fantastic track. That. And great album. The whole album's very good. Okay. Here's another newie for you. Here's a bit of outfit, and this is Dashing in Passing. Difficult day to turn on. You're listening to Guy Garvey's Finest Hour with me, Mike Joyce, and that was Outfit with Dashing in Passing. Liverpool five-piece, quite a new band. They formed January last year, I think, and yeah, I was going to say it can't be January of this year, then it would be a pretty new band. But they've just finished the UK tour, and if you go to www, I've written it down here, everynightidressupasyou.com, rather than the Outfit band, then you'll be able to find out a little bit more about them, because they've got some amazing tunes on it. They've got two tunes on there, in fact. One's 49 minutes and one's 52 minutes, and trust me, it's worth it. There's some fantastic production work going on in there, and yeah, they're just about to start recording the first album, and I'm going to be playing a blueprint session of theirs next week, a track called Two Islands, which is very good indeed. Okay, I'm just going to play you a trail, and after that I'm going to play you a bit of Elvis Costello and the Attractions. And I was saying before about how good the drums were in that track, the Manta Ray track. Check out the bass in this. The bass and the drums are fantastic, but check out the bass especially. Coming up after this.
BBC introducing with Tom Robinson.
Sign out. 4 hours of your favourite streaming tunes by unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar artists. I'm a big fan of the DIY ethic. The most important thing about this show is that you don't need insider contacts to get played. We've got a public page on the Six Music website where anybody can tell us about their favourite online tunes, their own or anybody else's. Every single suggestion gets listened to, and if we like it, we play it. It's as simple as that. We always give out the artists' homepages on air because we're not only trying to put listeners in touch with new music, but also put musicians in touch with new listeners.
BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Available now at the Six Music website.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
absolutely wonderful stuff. That is Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Clubland. And the bass playing on that by Bruce Thomas is out there. And Pete Thomas as well, the drummer. I've always been a big fan of his. I've always think that any aspiring drummers, if they're looking for a bit of guidance, then listen to Pete Thomas. He's a bit like Charlie Watts, really, in that you don't really talk about his drumming. It's just right, perfect, every time. Doesn't need to be, no flim-flam, no, plenty of flams, but no flim-flam, and no nonsense drummer. And he went over to America and did a lot of session work out there as well. And his daughter was in a band called The Like. I think she was singing out there, and quite a good band they are too. All right, here's another, well, newish kind of band, and we've had kind of enough drum and bass now, kind of praising the playing of that. And check out the vocals on this, absolutely stunning. This is First Aid Kit with The Lion's Roar.
Good Lord.
How good was that? That's First Aid Kit with the Lion's Roar. And the pair of Swedish sisters, Johanna and Clara Soderberg. And when I first heard that, I thought they'd got to be from the deep south. And no, they're not. Swedish, from the far north. But incredible, incredible voices. And I was thinking, with them being sisters as well, there must be some physiological kind of makeup. Obviously, they're sisters, so the kind of genetic makeup must be incredibly similar. I suppose in the same way that you think about something like the Everleys, I suppose. Bee Gees, Osmonds, even. Don't go there. But you know what I mean? There must be that kind of similarity in the kind of physiological makeup. And it's starting to sound a bit like an exam, this, isn't it? In terms of the, their makeup. But anyway, you know what I mean? But they sound absolutely incredible. They're dead young as well. I think they're only in their 20s. And it sounds an amazing track, that is. And that is First Aid Kit with the Lion's Roar. Now, I played this track when I was here in January. I was standing in for Radcliffe and McConey. And I played this track and it went down very well indeed. And I was having a look at some of the stuff that Guy's been playing of late, and I saw that he played a Remember Me, the Blue Boy version. That was in there. And I thought, I think I'll have to dig this out, just in case you hadn't heard it. This is Remember Me, Stoke Superstition. It's a mashup of Tame Impala and Stevie Wonder. Enjoy.
Looking glass.
Brilliant, that, isn't it? That's the Remember Me, Superstition, Tame Impala, Stevie Wonder mashup. And that all started when I was standing for Mark Riley at Oxford Road last year. And somebody got in touch and said, have you heard any Tame Impala? I think you might like them. I had a look round and I thought, yes, I do like them. Thanks very much for that. I really appreciate it. And then I went to see them playing in Manchester and they covered Remember Me. And I thought, what a great thing to do. What a great tune to cover. And then I played it the next time I played on Mark's show. And then somebody got in touch with me again and said, have you heard the mashup? I said, no, I haven't. They sent it to me. Isn't communication a great thing, eh? Let's just share the love, share the music. And that's why I'm going to give you Guy's email. And I'm sure you have it anyway. But just in case, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And the text is 640 46, because of course I'm here next week as well. So if there's any other great gems that are hidden away, then please get in touch and tell me all about them. All right, so I'm going to play a bit of Bowie now. This is Suffragette City, coming up right now. It's Dave Bowie with Suffragette City. And I was going to play a track from Bowie at the Beeb, but I thought I'd just fire that in this week. But I'm here next week, so I'm going to play you a track from that. It's a double CD. And if you haven't already got it, you should go out and get it, really, because there's some great interviews in there as well with a very young John Peel. And there's one little bit of an interview where Bowie's talking to... well, he's talking about Michael, somebody called Michael. I couldn't work out who it was, but he's talking about Mick Ronson. I think they'd met... something like 3 days ago, and then went in the studio and banged out some tracks. That's how they used to do it in the old days. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Okay, I think I'll play a track from Bowie at the Beeb next week. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of Pepe Deluxe now, and I played you this track as well like last year. Well, it would have been from Oxford Road, and Scofa Blue, the Optimo Spazio Third Summer of Love version or something like that, that I played, and you liked it very much. I've been waiting for this new album to come out. The new album, I think, only came out last week, and I've just got a track from it. It's a track called A Night and a Day, and that's coming up after this trail.
Six music.
30 seconds. Okay.
It's got long, isn't it? Okay, well, we're on between 7 and 10 a.m., just after The Hawk, and we're just before Lauren, who's really superb, just funny and smart and knowledgeable, brilliant. And then there's the, what I call like the radio legends, haven't you, after that? You've got Radcliffe, Marconi, Lamo, Riley, Gideon Coe. And that's just the weekdays. I could go on about the weekends, but lots of brilliant stuff. So we slip in there. What do we do? Oh, I tell you what.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
It's too much good stuff to mention.
On BBC Radio.
6.
Music. Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
Sometimes I wouldn't speak easy or answer when they spoke me, because in the long run still feel right out of everything. You can sense the whole world whispering, humming and hammering at your ear, everything there is to hear. So I went away, I was away a night and a day.
Deluxe with A Night and a Day, and that's the Mex Luther remix. brilliant, that, isn't it? Really good. It put a massive smile on my face listening to that. And so does, that's kind of the ethos, really, of Pepe Deluxe. If you're not familiar with them, their last album, it might have been the first album, actually, Spare Time Machine, prior to this one, it was, all over the place, bizarre, really retro, but really well recorded and really well played. But they do some play some fantastic instruments, and also, the like I said about the retro sound, they're very on the old equipment. And that's from the album Queen of the Wave. And all I know about them is that they're just two blokes from Finland. If you go to the website, and it's spelled PepeDeluxe, Pepe Deluxe, go to the website, not now, obviously, but take a note of it and have a look and say, a future date, and just have a look and see what they're about, because it's hard to explain, really. Two blokes from Finland, that's what they should be called, not Pepe Deluxe. But I'm not even too sure whether they could actually play a lot of those songs live. Not kind of questioning their musical ability, I'm sure it's absolutely wonderful, but just when, if you listen to some of the tracks, you think, right, okay, that's weird. But I don't even know whether they've actually ever played any gigs, to tell you the truth. But get hold of that album. That's Queen of the Wave, that's the name of the album. That's Pepe Deluxe. Okay, I'm going to play you the first of the Blueprint Sessions, and this is the drums with a track called Days. smattering, that, isn't it? That was the drums with Days, and that's the first of your Blueprint sessions tonight. And yeah, they've got quite a different sound now. They've got a guy from We Are Scientists, a guy called Danny, on drums now, and also they've got what's his name, Miles from Violins on bass, and a lot harder sound. I saw them at the Ritz late last year, and they were they have an incredibly loyal following. It was sold out, and everybody knew the words to every single song, and it was lovely to see, because the first time I saw them was at a small little club in Manchester, Knuckle Night and Day, and they struggled a little bit, really. Well, I mean some of it was with sequence sound as well, so it didn't really work. I mean, it sounded great, the song sounded good, but didn't really have the power. But now they've been augmented by, because Connor the drummer now is playing guitar, and I think of course we've got the bass player, and Jacob is playing more keyboards now. But such a great gig, and Jonathan the singer, he was talking about how wonderful it was when everybody was singing along to his music, and he said, you know, I've written these songs just in my bedroom, just sitting there, and now to hear 2,000 people singing back was really quite an emotional moment. And I got a bit emotional as well. I thought, how sweet of you to actually say that and recognise that, because rather than kind of posturing and sticking your foot on the monitor how cool am I, it was kind of a real nice moment. So if you get a chance to go and see them, then do, because they're in Europe at the moment. In fact, someone's just handed me something here, because I think they're going to be doing something in London as well, playing an exclusive free early morning gig at Floridita on Thursday the 1st of March at 8:15 a.m. and the New York Bakery Company has signed up the drums for an exclusive early morning gig in Wardour Street in Soho, and they're just going to play a 20 minute acoustic set, so you can have that with your bagel and your coffee, and that's on Thursday the 1st of March 2012. I'm going to play you, not a newish band, new to me actually, because I saw this band supporting Everything Evan a couple of weeks ago, and I kind of fell in love with them, really. This is Post-War Years with All Eyes.
Every hour you undressed, every eye on the finish line, you derail us, you obsess it, every eye all the time.
post-war years with All Eyes. Great track, that, isn't it? And like I said before, I saw them supporting everything in Manchester, and the sound was brilliant at the gig that I was at, and they sounded really good. And they've got a free gig coming up at the Camp in London, and then a short UK tour till the end of March. Okay, I'm just going to take you up to the top of the hour with a bit of Stock on Monsters, and then after you've heard the top of the hour jingle, and then we're going to have a bit of Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse with Revenge.
Yeah.
That is Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse with a track called Revenge, and that's featuring Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips, and that's from the album Dark Night of the Soul. Quite powerful stuff, that, isn't it? There's some great stuff on that album, great collaborations as well with Susan Vega, Iggy Pop, Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, amongst others, and of course Mark Linkous, who of course passed away last year. And yeah, just really, really stunning stuff. There's a chord change in that song, and every time I hear it, that's it, the goosebumps are out, and it's really rather beautiful, isn't it? You're listening to me, Mike Joyce, standing in for Guy Garvey for the next hour, and then of course I'll be here next week as well. So like I said, any suggestions, get them into me in the week, and hopefully I'll play them in next week's show. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk is the email, and the text is 64046. Okay, let's bring it up a little bit, shall we, with Roxy Music, and this is Editions of You. That is Roxy Music with Editions of You. Another fantastic drummer on there, Paul Thompson, one of my favourite drummers of all time. And again, just the drums that he plays, people don't talk about how great he is as a drummer, because whatever he's doing is just absolutely perfect and just right. Doesn't stand out too much, but it's just what's required. Now, I've never been a big, I wouldn't say I've been a big fan of Brian Eno. I don't really know that much of his stuff. And when people talk about how great Eno is, same with Neil Young, I don't really know that much of Neil Young either. But people said to me, well, a mate of mine was telling me how great he was. And I said, well, bring some stuff round, let's have a listen. And yeah, he brought round this album, Taking Tiger Mountain, written down here. Don't know the name of the album, but I know the name of the track. This is Brian Eno with Third Uncle. Have a listen to this and see what you think. We'll be right back. That is Brian Eno with Third Uncle, taking from the album Taking Tiger Mountain. And like I said before, I didn't really know that much about Brian Eno, well, about his recorded stuff, but that's a cracking tune, that, isn't it? Recorded in 1974. It sounds very Gang of Four-ish, very kind of Joy Division-ish. And I like the fact that when he was talking about the idea of not working with Brian Ferry anymore, he said he can't have two people in a band named Brian, which is a very diplomatic way of dealing with it. But hey, let's bring it right up to date now in a DJ style with The Rapture, and this is How Deep Is Your Love. Absolutely fearsome, that track, isn't it? That's The Rapture with How Deep Is Your Love, and that's from the album In the Grace of Your Love. They're on tour as we speak, I've written down here, in Japan, Australia, Europe, the UK and the States. Well, just about every continent, isn't it, really? So get yourselves out there and have a look. OK, I'm just going to play a bit of a trail now, and after that, I'm going to play a bit of XTC.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio. It's actually special radio.
This is
Six Music. If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck? Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Townsend.
Why was John Peel's system important?
He was a listener.
A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening, my name's Tom York, this is the Six Music.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the Huey Show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
That is the massively influential XTC with Generals and Majors. I mean, I don't mean the obvious ones like Franz Ferdinand, but I think they influence a lot of bands. And I think that kind of crossover, sometimes when a band comes from a certain era, then they automatically think that that's the kind of music that they're going to play. I suppose kind of that, type of music, a little bit left of centre, shall we say. And yeah, they could have been at any time XTC, really, couldn't they? And they would have been lauded as pretty good. Okay, it's a Blink and You Miss It track. This is Dan the Sartan with Now, Now, Now. That's it. That is Dan Sartan with Now, 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 featuring Jane Wiedlin from the Go-Go's. And yeah, 13 songs in 19 minutes on that album, Too Tough to Live. And it's all like that, really. It's all kind of Ramonesy, Blitzkrieg, boppy, the whole album. And every track's a cracker. It's very infectious. And I found I was listening to it in the car the other day and I realised I was going 120... No, not really. I wasn't going 120 miles an hour. I realised I was going quite quickly just because I was getting immersed in the music. And why not? But it's a great album. That's, 13 songs in 90 minutes. We'll have a bit of that. Okay, let's have some groove, a bit of Gorillaz with Stylo.
Legendary heavy glow, sunshine on the road, keep this on. Yes, the lantern burn, burn, burn.
That is Gorillaz with Stylo featuring Mos Def and Bobby Womack. And I saw a video with Bobby Womack talking about the making of that album. Actually, he was brutally frank, really, talking about the last 20 years of his life, really, that had he put on hold for personal reasons, bad reasons. Let's be frank about it ourselves. But yeah, incredible kind of survivor, really. And when he got the call from Gorillaz, I think it was his daughter that was saying, you know, you should check these out, Dad. They're great, really cool. And he did. He went in and put that vocal down. And yeah, I mean, it's worth having a look at the video. Obviously not now, but you can make a note of it and just have a look on the internet, have a look around, and you'll find that interview. And it is, it's, I was completely consumed by it when I was listening to the guy there talking, because he's had it pretty bad. Whether it's, you know, it doesn't matter whether he's brought him on him, it's on him himself or not. He's anyway, a survivor, shall we say. But fantastic tune. I nearly missed my cue there, actually. I was kind of getting into it so much. Anyway, it's a bit of Yola Tengo with Here to Fall.
Is there for us to do?
Stuff, that's Yola Tengo with Here to Fall from the album Popular Songs. Now, when I got this album, I had a look at the cover and it was a rather beautiful picture of a cassette. And, well, it wasn't quite a cassette because when I interviewed them when they were in Manchester a couple of years ago, I was asking them about it. Now, it's the artwork, I've written it down here, it's by a guy called Dario Robleto. And very interesting it is too, because he said to me, if you go and have a look at this little bit of bump that I'm going to read you, it's not actually a cassette. It's the piece is called, I'm going to read you verbatim here, At War with the Entropy of Nature, / Ghosts Don't Always Want to Come Back. Now, the cassette, in inverted commas, is carved bone and bone dust from every bone in the body. Trinitite, which is glass produced during the first atomic test explosion at Trinity Test Site circa 1945, when the heat from the blast melted surrounding sands, some metal screws, some rust, letraset, audio tape, and original composition of military drum machines, weapon fire, soldiers' voices from battlefields of various wars made from electronic voice phenomena recordings, voices and sounds of the dead or past detected through magnetic audio tape. So there you go. How mad is that? And then there's some beautiful colours of little buttons on the back as well. And it's that piece is called Sometimes Billy Is All That Holds Me Together. Now, they melted down a lot of Billie Holiday records. And the collage of, like I said, is all these pretty buttons. And then those buttons, they sewed them back onto shirts and blouses. Do we say blouses now still? from second-hand shops or thrift shops, if you want to be American, I suppose, about it. So, in effect, that's what the buttons were actually holding the shirt together. So, those melted down little buttons. People won't know. They'll go and buy those shirts in the second-hand shops and they won't know that those little buttons are actually holding their shirts together. Little Billie Holiday melted down records. How brilliant is that? It's a chap called Dario Robleto. And yeah, I was fascinated by it. And when I never looked at the same album in the same light, actually, when I looked at it. I was fascinated by it. I'd love to see the actual artwork itself. But very interesting too. Sorry about that little digression into the art world. I don't know much about art, but I know what I like and I like what I know. Okay, it's what we're going to play for you next. I don't know what we're going to play for you. I know what we're going to play. We're going to play the last of the Blueprint sessions. Sorry, we're cracking on in time here a little bit. I need to get on. So, yeah, the last of the Blueprint sessions. I played you some drums before. And this is David Ribka, or was David Ribka, and the Victorian Dad Band. I think they're just called Victorian Dad now. And this is Owner of That Kind of Heart. Obscured by your overtures.
creation of the highest order. And though they hit inside this bloody night, and yes, they were trapped of frightened feelings, they were just right, they were just right tonight. So breathe and leave on a roll, on a roll, on a roll. Yeah, that kind of horror.
That's Victorian Dad with a track called Owner of That Kind of Heart. And just one gig that I know that they're playing out. It's in Manchester, Band on the Wall, March 27th. Get down there if you fancy it. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of James after this trail with Stutter coming up after this.
Welcome to Now Playing at 6 Music.
Where you shape the playlist. It's the space where you can interact online live with artists, blogs and us to control the music.
Interacting now.
6
Music.
David White was on our Facebook page saying that he's looking forward to the new Field Music.
Hello, I'm Ruth from Demi Magazine.
One band that I've been following for quite a long time is Blonde.
Debs and Doddy and Saren Sesser have emailed in.
Bitboy on text.
On Twitter, Andrew Hewitt tweeted, "Bah, faded glamour beat me to suggesting Clock Opera." Plus, it's your chance to hear the most shared and most discussed music online from the past 7 days.
Now playing with Tom Robinson.
Friday nights from 7.
On BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Time splits in the night.
tide. Dreamt I was drowning in mud. Now there's a beast in my mouth, it's out of control. Beats with a will of its own. Broken my teeth, ripped raw my gums. I think that it's taking control. Spits out raw emotion. Left a deep impression. Expression. Expression makes me feel more expression.
And that is James with Stutter. And that was taken from the album One Man Clapping, recorded in Bath, Moles Club, a tiny little venue in Bath, a cracking little place, actually. I played there a couple of times many years ago. And featuring one of my favourite drummers of all time, never mind from Manchester, Gavin Whelan. Okay, if I just manage to play this one now, I might be able to get a couple more in before the end of the show. This is the Black Keys with Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy.
is the Black Keys with Lonely Boy. Fantastic track, that. Okay, that's it, kids. I'm done. I'll see you all next week. If you want to send me any requests for next week, then get in touch. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And you can text 64046. I'm just going to leave you a little bit of the Mighty Wah. 7 minutes to midnight. And I'll see you all next week.
BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And once again, I'm crossing time, space and genres with a chilled session designed to set you up for the week ahead. So, you'll be hearing from the likes of Tennis, The Cats, Foo Fighters, Louisa Marx, No The, No S, Ralph McTell, and an exclusive from Holly Cook. Plenty to cram in the next 60 minutes, so let's get to it with Rico Rodriguez as he heads out of National with Scar Wars.